Our scripture tonight is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 21. Let's read it through. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father, look at that, they were eyewitnesses of his majesty, of the Lord Jesus Christ's majesty. For he, imagine having that happen before your eyes on the Mount of Transfiguration. Yeah. For he received from God the Father honour and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard. Notice, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star rise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us to see something really, really special out of this portion of Scripture. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And thank you, Lord, for your word that it was divinely inspired, Lord. And what we've just read from Peter, you inspired him to write down, Lord. And had him write these things down, Lord, for us, upon whom the ends of the age have come, that we might be blessed by them, Lord, and instructed by them, and find our way through this dark and wicked time, Lord, knowing that we're walking with you, Lord. So we just pray that you bless this portion of Scripture to us, Lord. Help us, allow your Holy Spirit to instruct us and guide us as we see what it is that you want to speak to us through it tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight's short message of encouragement is entitled, Our Assurance in the Scriptures. You prayed about it. Good. From what we've just read in 2 Peter 1, 16 to 21, we learn an amazing truth. That perhaps if we didn't take the time to digest it and make the effort to really think about what Peter is actually saying, we might miss it altogether. Sometimes we read Scripture and it just washes over our heads. Is that right? But I want us to think seriously about these verses tonight. And hopefully we will gain a much better appreciation of exactly what it is that we Christians have had delivered into our trust in the written word of God, the Bible. Jude says we're to defend the faith that was once delivered to us. That's been delivered into our hands. We are stewards of God's word. We are stewards of God's word. Peter is teaching us as clearly as he possibly can that not only was he an eyewitness to the life, death, and the return to glory of Jesus Christ, but he was also on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he actually heard the voice of God the Father praising his beloved Son. He was there, and he heard that voice telling him, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He literally heard the voice of God speaking to him, identifying and confirming to him who Jesus was, with a voice. Can you imagine being there? Wow. You'd be forgiven for thinking that Peter would have esteemed that experience far above everything else of importance in his life. But amazingly, Peter goes on to make probably one of the most profound statements in all of Scripture. Peter claimed, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that the Bible we have in our hands is an even more sure word of prophecy than the divine voice of God speaking personally to him, James and John, out of heaven. That statement, in the words of God, is an incredible truth that should confront every critic who attempts to minimize or discredit Scripture. It won't do that, of course, but it should. Peter was saying that under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that the Bible we have in our hands is an even more sure word of prophecy than the divine voice of God speaking personally to him and James and John, out of heaven. Think about that. According to Scripture, we can have more assurance and confidence in the written word of God than hearing him speak to us with an audible voice. His written word, which we have in our Bibles, is even more certain than God the Father himself speaking to us out of a cloud from heaven. The question we need to ask ourselves is, What more could we ever want in terms of direction and guidance in our Christian lives? The answer is nothing. We shouldn't want anything, and we don't need anything. We need nothing more. What we who claim to be Christians do need, though, is what Peter describes as a light from God himself, shining brightly through the thick darkness of sin, this sin-cursed society in which we live, and into the darkness of the apostate churches which surround us on all sides. That's what we need, not a voice from heaven speaking to us. We need the Word of God and its light. Now think about the Pentecostals. Think about the Pentecostals. They all heard God speak to them, you see. Oh, God said this to me and God said that to me, and some of them even heard God speaking to them with a voice. This passage should forever end our desire to listen to the teachings of clever, eloquent, and even scholarly men who in their vanity depart from the clear words of God written directly to all of us in the Holy Scriptures. It should also prevent us from lusting for any type of personal prophecy or word of knowledge from any other source, human or spiritual, because God himself has given us the most certain of prophecies via his written word. Like the Bereans, we need not only to learn the scriptures for ourselves, but also be willing to test those pastors and teachers who we give honour to and trust with the piercing two-edged sword of God's eternal word. If Paul wasn't above being examined with scripture, then neither should pastors and teachers in the churches today. If you've got a pastor or a Bible teacher in the pulpit who won't be questioned about something he's preached that could be wrong, then look out. Look out. In these perilous last days, we need pastors and teachers who will stray neither to the right nor to the left of the words of the living God, as found in the scriptures. We need to never forget that what we have in our own hands is what is described in 2 Peter 1:19 as a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Earlier in his second letter to the churches scattered throughout the Gentile lands, Peter introduces and lays the foundations for verses 16 through to 21, our opening verses of Scripture, by telling us, you're still in 2 Peter, chapter 1, he tells us in 2 Peter 1, verses 2 to 4, Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these great and exceeding precious promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hey, this is speaking, should be speaking to you tonight. We have hope. Grace and hope and peace through the multiplied prophecies that God has given us in the scriptures. We need to be able to read the word of God and believe it and be blessed by it. Now you've got some crisis in your life. Here, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, where? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Alright, whereby are given to us, unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. How is it that we Christians get grace and peace and the assurance of God's promises in our lives? There is only one way according to these verses we've just read, and that's through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. How do we obtain that knowledge? Verse 3 tells us very precisely that God, by his divine power, has already given us all things that pertain to, or that relate to, or that apply to life and godliness. Everything that relates to how we live our lives in a way that pleases God, and that also should please everyone else we have anything to do with in our Christian lives, has been given to us by God through his divine power. Then in verse 4, goes on, in verse 4, Peter speaks of those exceeding great and precious promises of God, which we can have assurance of and confidence in only through his word. In verse 19, Peter assures us that the scriptures are more trustworthy than even the audible voice of the Father. Therefore, we know for sure exactly where we must go for all things relating to our Christian life and how we should live it. And just in case some professing Christian should think we can receive instruction and assurance from some other source, like some latter-day apostle or prophet, for example, rather than the written word of God, 2 Peter 1:23-25 warns us against putting our confidence in the flesh of man. In the same chapter, Peter 1:23-25, we don't put our trust in man or the flesh. It says, being born again, that's us, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. That's how we were born again, by the incorruptible word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Just in case you've got the wrong word, it's the one with the gospel, all right? Not some other comic book or whatever that people put up on the internet and try to teach you. With regard to the certainty and the assurance that Peter taught we can have in the written word of God, as opposed to some new revelation that some person might profess to have received through an audible voice speaking from heaven, we need to ask ourselves the very important question in these perilous days during the closing of the church age. Do we truly believe in our hearts what Peter is teaching here tonight? Do we really believe that? Well, in closing and in summary, Peter teaches us this. One, he teaches us one, the scriptures are more certain than anything else on earth, or in heaven, or more than being eyewitness to the majesty of the Lord when he was transfigured before Peter and his friends on the holy mountain, superseding even the audible voice of the Father that they personally heard speaking from a cloud. The word of God, the written word of God, supersedes it. Two, it teaches us, in those scriptures, the written word of God, there is grace, peace, and every single thing we need for conducting our lives according to godliness and honesty. Do we believe that? Praise the Lord. The Bible assures us that we have been given everything we need in order to understand what we must do to please God in this life. Hey, if we didn't have the word of God, we'd just go and do whatever we thought was right. Praise the Lord, we got God's word. It's God's word. He tells us what to do. Amen? The Bible assures us that we have been given everything we need in order to understand what we must do to please God in this life. It comes through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And this knowledge is given to us in the scriptures, not through a voice speaking to us from the direction of heaven.